This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I just completed a 6-episode introduction to America's story, as I understand it. At the end of my last podcast, I announced that I was going to tell you another story. This one is mine. Now you might be thinking, okay, I thought this guy's podcasts were going to be about history-shaping moments and history-shaping characters. What's this guy's story have to do with anything? Well, I'll tell you. I'm your storyteller, your guide. My passion for my country did not just suddenly appear out of the blue. It developed over time. In fact, I'm going to tell you the story of my own Providence-guided journey, a nearly 6-decade odyssey that began before kindergarten and continues to this day. Why God was sowing the love of country seed into my heart decades before some of you listening were even a twinkle in your parents' eyes. You'll like my story, and you'll be inspired. My story will feed your faith. God really does choose His servants and prepare them, sometimes over long stretches of time. Now, my story begins around 1956, and oddly enough, the first sower of the love of country seed into my soul was a television personality named Dave Garroway. Garroway's Today Show program debuted in 1952, and a few years later, when I was 4 or 5, I began watching the show's weather report on our small black-and-white television with my mother. I remember a large hand-drawn map of the United States on a wall behind Mr. Garroway. On the map hung various symbols representing weather patterns. Each day, the symbols appeared in different locations. Soon, I began to get a child's understanding that America was a big place with lots of different kinds of weather going on, and that I lived in America. A sense of wonder about this country of mine began to take root. Soon I was attending school. Several of my elementary school classrooms included cardboard facsimiles of Moses' Ten Commandments hanging on the wall. I remember our teachers reading to us from the Bible and even beginning our school day with the Lord's Prayer. When I was 8 or 9, my mother purchased a book for me titled Trails of Adventure. Published in 1935, my new storybook took me to faraway places all across America. Through the book's stories, I visited the seashore, Mammoth Cave, a sheep ranch, the Holland Tunnel, the George Washington Bridge, and Kill Devil Hill. Reading these stories reinforced my love of this country, this America, this land. We also sang patriotic songs in school. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. This is my country, land of my birth. This is my country, grandest on earth. Do you remember these songs? Do young people even sing these songs anymore? Novelist Alexander McCall Smith penned a stirring line for one of his novels that I wish to share. He writes this: "Every man has a map in his heart of his own country, and that heart will never allow you to forget this map." Reflecting back now on those earliest years of my life, I call upon a place and a time in American history where love of God and love of country came together as an almost seamless fabric. As an adult, I now understand that love of God and love of country are clearly two different kinds of loves. One love is eternal, unchanging, and extends both from and to our Creator and Redeemer. The other kind of love is temporal, and linked to a place and a time, a place and a time chosen by our Creator for us to abide. Love of God and love of country. That's my story. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.